Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today, we have Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
That title is such a mouthful and a half, but it doesn't begin to cover everything that you actually do. But one of the things that you do is the education side of all of this. And we're talking about the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program, which we've touched on before, but it's important. Let's go ahead and hit it again.
You know, it is. And I think Chelsea Richmond, my coworker here in the Frontier District, every summer, I love this time of the year, one, because I get to work with her on this program called Stay Strong, Stay Healthy. We always partner together and do the programming throughout the year, but in the summertime, we partner and offer this class. This time, it's going to be in Osage County, and we love, you know, Stay Strong, Stay Healthy because it's strength training. It keeps our body and mind functioning at their best. As we know, completing regular strength training will help build our muscles and different things and increase our bone density, but also protects our joints. And, you know, it's an accountability too. So coming to class every time will help us be a little more accountable, maybe that someone's waiting there to, you know, sit next to us every time. Stay Strong, Stay Healthy is an evidence-based strength training program designed for older adults. We're all aging. It's an 8-week program that meets twice a week, so 16 exercise classes, and we meet for 1 hour each time. Individuals have told us from previous programs that they have increased their muscle strength. You know, maybe they started out not using any weights, and then they maybe built up to the 3-pound weight or whatever that might be, but they've increased their muscle strength. It also improves balance, and, you know, it helps us be more flexible, and it strengthens our bones and relieves our arthritis and helps maybe reduce some stress. Maybe you're not able to do as much as you can currently, but maybe you'll be able to, and it'll help reduce some of that stress that you have by not being able to complete that task currently. You know, and it also helps us protect us from injury, and it will help us with balance and coordination. We've heard that time and time again from participants that they have better coordination and they're able to balance a little better after taking this class. So you're probably asking yourself, how does this work? Our goal is to improve the health and quality of life, and this class will incorporate, you know, every time we'll do some warm-up exercises together. We're going to do strength training exercises. Maybe some of them have weights, some of them don't have weights, including ankle weights, and it's whatever stage you are at. Maybe you're starting with the 3-pound weight on this exercise, but the person next to you doesn't need any weights at this time, and that's okay. We'll build from where you're at. And then at each time at the end, we'll have some cool down stretches just to kind of get ourselves back to the resting place. And over this program, we'll learn those exercises to improve our strength and balance and flexibility. And then after the 8 weeks is over, we always continue to encourage those participants to continue that strength training in the comfort of their home or, you know, as a group. And what we found a lot of times is some of them within that group will still meet. Last summer we did it up in Overbrook, and those ladies are still meeting together on a regular basis, and they've built great friendships out of that. It's some accountability, and it's helping them be overall healthier. So, again, we are excited to offer this. It will start on June 18th through August 3rd, and we'll be offering that Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it will be in Osage City Library from 10 to 11 a.m. Now, we would request that people register with us so they can start at the beginning because the class does fill up, and we would like to have that by June 14th. There is a $20 fee associated with that, but with the generous support of the East Central Kansas Area Agency on Aging, it is free to those 60 and older with a grant that they help provide for us. So we're thankful for that. So if you have any questions, you can always reach out to myself or Chelsea Richmond. You can contact me at jmcnally@ksu.edu or always also by calling 785-828-4438. Registration is also on the Frontier District webpage, and that's frontierdistrict.k-state.edu, and there's a link on there. If you don't have access to the internet, you can always call in to the number 785-828-4438, and we can always mail you the information that you need and paperwork, so that will help get the class going when we start on June 18th.
I love your comment about the folks in Overbrook building friendships as well as strength. That's fantastic, and a really nice approach to it. You don't have to do this by yourself. It's not difficult, and you've got people to support you all along the way.
It is. We have a great time, and again, if you want to travel to Osage City Library, we would love to have you.
Sounds great, and I think I know a few people who just might make that trek. Will you be giving us updates as we go along?
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Outstanding. Get more people signed up and maybe get some interest generated for another course.
Sounds great.
All righty. Well, thanks for joining us, Janae. Always nice to talk to you, and we will catch up with you again soon. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District 4-H agent Carla Hightower.